Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
In service to this institution and our diverse community, it is imperative that Howard University remains dedicated to mentoring the academicians and leaders of the future. The pre-health, pre-law, and pre-PhD summer enrichment programs thoroughly prepare underrepresented minority students from Howard University and other HBCUs across the nation for careers in health, law, and research at the doctoral level. To date, 32 HBCUs and more than 200 students have been impacted by Howard's pre-professional summer scholar enrichment program. We are so proud of this collaborative work. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guests today on The Journey are three pre-professional scholars, Emmanuel Demese, Ananda Collins, and Naira Lowndes Alexander. Welcome. So let me first start with you, Emmanuel. You are part of the Howard University class of 2019.
Yes.
So tell me about your experience at Howard and what you choose to study here.
So I had come into Howard sort of knowing about it, because I had stepped at Howard in high school, going and stepped at like homecoming step shows and Rest Fest. And then when I applied, I had gotten a scholarship, and then when I went to Admitted Students Day, that's what really sold me on Howard in general. It was really just the diverse student body. Like, I came in here from Greenbelt, Maryland. I was a local student, and then I had met people from the first time, like, from California, from the Midwest, like Chicago, air regions, and then also, like, international students from the Caribbean and, like, Nigeria. So I didn't expect that, for one thing. I was surprised, and it was a good thing to know that as well. Like, I realized that the student body, everyone here was so, like, personable and, like, really cool to talk to, for one thing. And so I think, aside from that, Howard has also, like, afforded me a lot of opportunities. Like, I wouldn't be the person I am today without it. I honestly think it's, like, the best decision I've made.
So, Ananda, you are from Jackson, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners a bit about yourself growing up. Did you have siblings?
Yes. So I grew up in Jackson, Tennessee. I have an older brother who's 9 years older than me. He's a professor at Brown University. And I have a twin sister, an identical twin sister. She goes to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. And we grew up, loving the South, loving the soul food. We were great basketball players. We wanted to go to WNBA at one point in time. Then I had suffered two ACL injuries in both of my legs. So that dream got diminished. So I kind of looked at academics as a way to be successful. My brother went to HBCU. He went to Morehouse College. So he was the first one really to instill in us academic route, the PhD route, as he got a PhD from UCLA. So he really showed us that, oh, yeah, Black people are getting PhDs. What is a PhD? Okay, so it's like my brother really showed us, me and my sister, what all this being Black and getting a PhD is really about.
And what is your major? You're attending Jackson State University. Mm-hmm. Your twin sister went to Fisk University. Mm-hmm. So that's a little unusual. Tell me what made that decision for you guys to kind of split up.
Okay, so I wanted to leave Tennessee and she wanted to stay. I think I just wanted to just find a different culture. And then it's, being a twin is different. It has its ups and its downs. It's like you're always seen as one person. So it was kind of like me being at Jackson State. Like, people don't say twin, they call me Ananda. So,
right.
so that's something that's different. People actually see me. But when she does come down or when I go visit, it's just an uproar of just craziness. So I think I wanted to just experience something culturally different. Mississippi, still the South, but it still had a whole different culture and history. So I really wanted to experience that.
And how did your parents influence your journey?
My parents, my dad's hardworking, father, mom, they always held their own. They always make sure that it was good. Educational-wise, I think my mom didn't get a bachelor's until I was, like, 4 years old. So they were kind of slow on the educational side. They, you know, got married young, started life really young. They really just pushed us to keep going, look at bro, make sure, see what he's doing, you know, model him, model after him. So they just really encouraged us to be great and as black women really strive to be the best.
Excellent. So Naira, you are Howard University class of 2020, you're rising senior. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Albany, New York. Yeah. What was that like?
Okay, so Albany, New York is the actual capital of New York State. I am from upstate New York.
It's not Manhattan.
No. And Howard people do not claim me as from being from New York, but it's okay. I grew up in a single mom household. My mom raised my brother and I. We had a Christian Baptist upbringing. And my mom, she always instilled in us black history and the importance of education from a young age.
And in terms of your major here at Howard, why political science? And what were you thinking of as you look to the future?
So political science, for me, I used to want to be a kindergarten teacher, but that changed in 2012 when Trayvon Martin was murdered. So I said, I want to go into law to, you know, help our people and stop injustices like that. And I figured Howard was the perfect place. My mom is class of 92. So Howard was always, you know, on my radar. And coming to D.C. is the perfect place for law.
And she certainly is in my class. So.
Okay.
Back to you, Emmanuel. Where are you from originally? And tell me a little bit about your growing up and kind of your journey from where you were born to where you really went to high school and so on.
Yeah, sure thing. So I was born in Ethiopia. My parents had basically moved. We all moved after winning the diversity visa lottery, and we were able to become citizens in the U.S. So that being said, I grew up in a traditional Ethiopian household. My parents like ensured that I maintained those values of like keeping your family close and celebrating traditional holidays and things of that nature. I spoke Amharic with them, so that was like another thing that was very valuable to us. And so, and that being said, they also like value education, so they really pushed me to always, you know, go forward in my endeavors, college and high school and things of that nature. My dad had a master's degree in Ethiopia, but he was unable to actually use his degree in demographics when he came to America. My mother had never completed college or went to college, so I ended up being sort of like the manifestation of their own dreams by coming here, and they made sacrifices for me to come to the U.S. as well. So, and I made sure that I sort of made the most of my time when I went to high school. It was a science and tech high school in Greenbelt, Maryland, Eleanor Roosevelt High School. So I had I got a lot of prep for college through that. Like, we took advanced placement courses and things of that nature, and that really prepared me for when I went to Howard. And on top of that, I did, like, pre-health enrichment programs, such as the one I did this past summer. But these programs actually prepared me for the rigor of college life, and that's sort of where I ended up at Howard.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Emmanuel Demasse, Ananda Collins, and Naira Lounge Alexander. They are three participants in our pre-health, pre-law, and pre-PhD summer enrichment programs here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So, Ananda, you are pursuing a PhD, right? Obviously, your brother is a professor, and you're kind of following in those footsteps. But why? It's not something that you hear about a lot, and as you said, you had your dreams of going to WNBA, probably a little diverted, mm-hmm. but why a PhD?
I think a lot of times I asked why. Like last year, I did a PhD program at Purdue University, and it was kind of hard. I wasn't really getting the hang of it. And I was like, why am I even doing this? But it's like PhDs, like you really have the freedom to do whatever you want, research whatever you want, talk about whatever you want, and actually apply new knowledge to something, create new knowledge, create a new theory, a new thing. And I thought that was cool. So PhD, I mean, I think that's why. I want to just create a new thing, a new theory, a new way of thinking for people to think, especially being a black woman, being underrepresented in the political science realm and PhD realm. I really wanted to create something new, something different.
And Naira, you outlined why you wanted to go to law school. You outlined the turning point, the Trayvon Martin case clearly. impacted you and made you probably see the Lord differently. Mm-hmm. What has the summer enrichment program done for you in terms of solidifying your path, and how do you think it has helped you to be able to complete that journey?
So the pre-law summer enrichment program was one of the best things Howard has ever done for me. I had the opportunity to take two courses taught by Howard law professors, and I got a real experience with the rigors of law school, and I now see this next semester how I need to adapt my study habits and my abilities. And it ensured for me that I do want to go into law. I took a class, it was like a civil rights, social justice class taught by Professor Hansford, and he's worked with Mike Brown's mom. Mm-hmm. And just having the opportunity to meet someone actually in my field meant a lot to me.
And Emmanuel, clearly your interest in medicine is one that it sounds like you've held for quite some time. What type of physician are you thinking of becoming? And if you haven't made that decision yet, what do you think are the things that would help influence that ultimate decision?
So I right now am leaning towards cardiology. So, and I really like cardiology for one thing. A heart disease is such a huge factor in African-American communities. It's like one of the number one killers of us, for one thing. And I think that sparks my interest in public health. So I've had like experiences where I'm going abroad to Malawi, doing a global health grassroots project, realizing that prevention programs are incredibly important. And I want to actually get my master's in public health as well. So I think cardiology is one where I'll be able to still build interpersonal bonds with my patients, like through those consults, but I'll also be able to still be involved in public health programming, things of that nature. And I've also been heavily involved in research. And so going into cardiology, I'd be able to still get into cutting edge research and pushing the frontier of medicine in that way. So just being involved in clinical care, public health, and research.
So Ananda, you've been on Howard's campus, spent a few weeks with us, a few weeks with some of my students. What do you think?
Which aspect, academic and
anything you want to comment on? You're from one of our sister HBCUs, and I'm always curious as to how our sister HBCU students see us, and especially when they get to experience us, what they take away from it.
Howard, I really liked Howard. I think one of my favorite buildings was looking at the Founders Library. The history in it, how it was built. I love the yard. I mean, I love the people. Everybody was really, really nice. Security was nice, and that's not often seen on HBCU campuses. So I really felt at home. DC, you already know, it's great. It's great. Was like a very cultural shock from Tennessee, from the South. So I had a great time here.
Right. We always want you to know that this is home. So Naira, you got to meet other HBCU students, mm-hmm. which is not something that we always have the opportunity to do. And based on that, and especially meeting them in an academic setting, also expanding your personal network, what was your impression in terms of that aspect of the program?
Just seeing how, despite going to other HBCUs, we all have this underlining factor of just wanting to see our people succeed and just relating about, different HBCU things like, the police, whether it's the food, the calf or stuff. Just, that's
right, sharing a little bit of the culture.
Yes.
And for you, Emmanuel, you've kind of told us why, Howard. What's your message for why this is the right time for young African-American scholars to be thinking about doing that?
So I feel like all we ever hear is how hard it is to get into professional school, and that can be really disheartening, especially when I was like saying I wanted to become a doctor. Everyone would always tell me like the downsides of like how long residency takes or how expensive medical school is. But I think people should just stay true to their dreams, for one thing, like always taking advantage of every opportunity that comes your way. You never know where one road leads you. And I think that's one thing that I followed while I was at Howard. And another important thing is finding a mentor, someone that you can relate to and actually speak to as a friend as well, but someone that you want to emulate, and you see where they are is where you want to be in life, and they actually give you tangible tips on getting there.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been Emmanuel Demasi, Ananda Collins, and Naira Lowndes Alexander. They are three participants in our pre-health, pre-law, and pre-PhD summer enrichment programs here at the university. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.